listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Well, Happy New Year's, racers and race fans. This is Ben De La Vega with this week's episode of Drag World Podcast for the week of January 8th, 2007, going out a couple days early. And first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the show once a week until the drag racing season starts in only 32 days from now as the NHRA Power A Drag Racing Series heads out to Pomona, California for the 46th running of the CarQuest Auto Parts Winter Nationals. The official date for the event is February 8th through 11th. Now, as what's going on in the drag racing news right now, NHRA Funny Car driver Ron Capps, driver of the Brute Revolution Dodge Charger RT Funny Car, will sign autographs January 12th at the VP Racing Fuels Race Car Show at Atlantic City's Convention Center. Now, Caps, of course, a three-time season runner-up in the NHRA Powerade Funny Car Championship Chase, will be in two autograph sessions. The first one is 1 to 2 p.m., and the second one will be 3 to 5 p.m. And you can locate him at the Brickles Racing Collectibles Display, which will also feature the race car driven by two-time Next Hill Cup champion Tony Stewart. Yeah. Now, check this out. Here's something that's really weird. Erica Enders actually turned down a sponsorship to avoid conflict. And really showing her loyalty to the NHRA and series sponsor Powerade, Erica Enders has chosen to enter the 2007 racing season without support of Revive USA by electing not to renew with the Dallas-based food, nutrition, and beverage company, which sponsored her for the last four races last season. Now, citing a potential conflict of interest with Powerade and Coca-Cola's Full Throttle energy drink, Erica and her father Greg decided to pass on the three-year option that was part of Enders Racing's initial agreement with Revive USA. So what that does, that leaves her in search of a major sponsor for 2007 and beyond. However, the team is very confident that the favorable return on investment it produced for Revive USA and former sponsor Bravo Foods and its Slammers Ultimate Milk brand will help it to procure yet another corporate backer to complement associate sponsors Lupe Tortilla Mexican Restaurants, Snap-on Tools, Aeromotive, Mach 1 Air Services, and Impact Racing Products, and don't forget, Mopar. Very sad news coming out of the International Hot Rod Association, as Vinny Arcati, who finished fourth in the 2006 Torco Racing Fuels Pro Nitro Funny Car Championship point standings, passed away Wednesday, January 3rd, following a very brief yet bitter battle with cancer. The Lancaster, New York resident entered a hospice facility late last week and passed away early Wednesday morning. Vinny was only 50 years old. Now, the memorial service was already held earlier this morning at Our Lady of Pompeii in Laverack Avenue in Lancaster, New York. And cards and donations may be sent to the memory of Vinnie Arcati, attention John Arcati, at 1970 Jameson Road, East Aurora, New York, 10452. Now, with these donations, they'll help the Arcati family defray the medical bills that he left behind. However, after those bills are paid, 100% of the remaining money will in fact be donated to help fund cancer research. So our hearts and prayers very much go out to you and everyone you love. Top Fuel News, IHRA. Scott Weiss has been tapped to drive a Top Fuel dragster for Scott Griffin Motorsports. Now, of course, Scott Weiss, who's driven in the Nitro ranks since the year 2000, has been named the driver of the Scott Griffin Motorsports Top Fuel dragster for the 2007 Racing Series, with a racing season with a major associate sponsorship from Barrett Enterprises. Now, Serta Mattresses and Iski Cams will continue their involvement with the team in an associate role, and the team is ready to tackle a limited NHRA schedule with two crossover races, being the Spring Nationals and the IHRA World Finals at Rockingham Dragway. And aside from that, top dragster driver Jeff Brown lost a significant portion of his racing operation with a fire swept through his garage on December 10th. Lost in the blaze were most of his spare parts and his son's junior dragster. The only things that were saved were his truck and the motorhome. So if you'd like to reach Jeff Brown to find out what you can do to help, please contact him at jwbrown@urec.com. www.racerspeak.net. That's it for this week. We'll catch you next week, racers. Please be safe out there.